WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check the Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Tyrus McGee scored 16 points off the bench, and Iowa State beat Campbell 88-68 on Sunday night. Will Clyburn added 15 points and 8 rebounds for the Cyclones, who registered assists on 22 of the 32 baskets in Ames. Iowa State broke open a tight game with a 14-0 run late in the first half and held a relatively comfortable lead the rest of the way. Darren White had 20 points for Campbell, which is picked to win its division of the South, the Big South Conference this season. Doug McDermott wanted to find his offensive rhythm right away Sunday, and his Creighton teammates obliged. The returning All-American scored the 15th-ranked Blue Jays' first 7 points and had 20 of his 24 in the opening half to start their 87-58 victory against Presbyterian. McDermott had been held to 5 points and was in foul trouble against UAB on Wednesday, but he bounced back to make 7 of 9 shots and all 8 of his free throws. McDermott's initial basket came off the first of Austin Chapman's career-high 11 assists, and the next two were off feeds from Grant Gibbs. Ethan Raggi scored 18 points for the Blue Jays, all coming on his career-high tying 6 3-pointers, and 12 of 16 Blue Jays who got minutes scored in the contest. The Blue Jays were up 43-17 at the break and led by as many as 35 points in the second half in that game in Omaha. Dylan Talley scored 14 of his career-high 22 points in the second half to lead Nebraska past Nebraska-Omaha 75-62 in the first Division I matchup between those two schools. Nebraska trailed hot-shooting Nebraska-Omaha 46-44 after Kong DeLooney's tip with 15:45 remaining. The Mavericks had hit 61% of their shots to that point, but then they went cold. Nebraska-Omaha went more than 7 minutes without a field goal during that Nebraska run as they come up short to fall to 1-4 on the season. In top 25 college hoops yesterday, number 2 Louisville beat Miami of Ohio 80-39, 4th-rated Ohio State over Washington 77-66. Oklahoma State knocked off number 6 NC State 76-56. It was 8th-rated Syracuse over Wagner 88-57, 9th-rated Duke over Florida Gulf Coast 88-67. Number 10 Florida beat Middle Tennessee 66-45. Number 16 Baylor over St. John's 97-78. 19th-ranked Gonzaga beat South Dakota 96-58. Number 21 Michigan State over Texas Southern 69-41. 22nd-ranked Wisconsin over Cornell 73-40. Number 23 UConn needed 2 overtimes to beat Quinnipiac 89-83, while number 24 Cincinnati beat North Carolina A&T 93-39. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women could not overcome a slow start as they lost to North Carolina 77-64 in the championship game of the preseason women's NIT. The Tar Heels raced out to a 22-point first-half advantage and handed the Hawkeyes their first loss of the season. Morgan Johnson led Iowa with 20 points and 11 rebounds. The Hawkeyes are now 3-1. They'll return to action Tuesday night against Robert Morris. Well, Notre Dame is the beneficiary of losses by the top 2 teams in last week's AP poll. The Fighting Irish jumped 2 slots to number 1, and it's unanimous this week. It's Notre Dame's first time at the top since 1993. A week after dropping from 1 to 4 following its first loss, Alabama moves up to number 2 following one loss Georgia and then undefeated Ohio State. Notre Dame and Alabama are 1-2 in the BCS standings as well, as Notre Dame needs only to beat struggling rival Southern California to secure a spot in the BCS title game for the first time. Alabama has to win 2 more games. The Crimson Tide have to beat lowly Auburn at home to reach the SEC championship game, where the Tide will probably meet up with Georgia. After losing on Saturday, Oregon falls from 1st to 5th, while Kansas State drops from number 2 to number 7 in the AP rankings. Florida sits in at number 6. LSU, Texas A&M, and Florida State round out the rest of this week's top 10. In other college football news, quarterback Matt Barkley will miss Southern California's regular season finale against number 1 Notre Dame Saturday night. He has a sprained shoulder. Coach Lane Kiffin says that Max Wittick will make his first career start in place of Barkley. Tennessee has fired football coach Derek Dooley with 1 game left in his 3rd straight losing season in Knoxville. It marks the first time the Vols have gone below 500 in 3 straight years for more than a century. The last time was 1909 through 1911. Dooley posted a 15-21 record that included a 4-19 mark in SEC play. His Volunteers went 0-15 against top 25 ranked teams. Tennessee dropped to 4-7 with Saturday night's loss to Vanderbilt, and they must win their season finale against Kentucky to avoid going winless in Southeast Conference play for the first time in school history. Offensive coordinator Jim Chaney will coach the Volunteers in their season finale. In the NFL yesterday, Andy Dalton threw for 230 yards and accounted for three touchdowns. A.J. Green caught a touchdown pass in his ninth straight game. And the Cincinnati Bengals beat the woeful Kansas City Chiefs 28-6 in a game heard here on KJAN. Green finished with six catches for 91 yards in another dazzling performance. Mohamed Sanu had a scoring grab, and Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis ran for 101 yards and a touchdown as the Bengals won their second straight following a maddening four-game losing streak. Cincinnati now plays its next four games against teams with losing records, as they stand 5-5. None of them are as bad as the Chiefs, though. Jamal Charles had 87 yards rushing for Kansas City, but that was the only highlight for a team that lost its seventh straight. Amid a gloomy crowd at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs are now 1-9 on the season. In other NFL action yesterday, it was Atlanta over Arizona 23-19. Dallas beat Cleveland in overtime 23-20. It was Green Bay edging Detroit 24-20. Houston needed overtime to beat Jacksonville 43-37. The New York Jets over St. Louis 27-13. It was Washington over Philadelphia 31-6. Tampa Bay beat Carolina in overtime 27-21. It was New Orleans topping Oakland 38-17. New England beat Indianapolis 59-24. Denver topping San Diego 30-23, and Baltimore downing Pittsburgh by a final of 13-10. And here's a tweet for Brad Keselowski, NASCAR champion Roger Penske must like the sound of that as well. The kid who stole the show at the season-opening Daytona 500 ended the year under the biggest spotlight of them all on Sunday. Keselowski beat five-time champion Jimmy Johnson to deliver the first Sprint Cup championship for Penske Racing. It's a trophy that had eluded Penske since he first entered NASCAR in 1972. Keselowski began the day with a 20-point lead over Johnson. He finished in 15th place while Johnson faded to 36th. Keselowski finished the season 39 points ahead of Clint Bowyer and 40 ahead of Johnson. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.